I'm Steve Ashley, and this is the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. This week, I'm featuring Britain's most famous Wurlitzer in the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool. My opener today comes from the current lead organist, Phil Kelsall, who has been in that enviable position since 1980. Dardanella, a 1919 jazz-era song associated with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, played in typical Blackpool quickstep tempo by Phil Kelsall in 1991. The Tower's first Wurlitzer was installed in 1929, but it soon became apparent that the instrument wasn't up to the task of providing the volume needed for the strict tempo music for dancers. So in 1935, the current, larger Wurlitzer designed by Reginald Dixon was installed, with the original moving to the Empress Ballroom. The smaller Wurlitzer did, however, record very well, as witnessed by this 1932 track from Reg, It Was So Beautiful. Thank you. new 1935 Wurlitzer was slightly enlarged in the late 1940s, and to increase the organ's audibility yet further, so-called pipe mutations were added, since there was no more space in the pipe chambers for any physical additions. These give the now characteristic, somewhat sharper edge to the sound, which enhances the dancer's ability to hear the rhythm in the music. It can be heard to great effect on Nigel Ogden's 1998 recording of the tango, Ecstasy. Although he was never a resident artist at the Tower, Arnold Bloxham recorded there several times, usually with a mix of listening and dance-oriented music. This next track of the Cuckoo Waltz, or Gockvalsen in its original Swedish, could easily fall into both categories. It was recorded in 1991, during Arnold's 75th year, as part of a CD looking back on the many occasions that he had played at the Tower. Thank you. Tower's second resident organist was, of course, Ernest Broadbent, who took over from Dixon on his retirement in 1970. He had joined the Blackpool Tower Company in 1952, playing Hammond with the Pavilion Orchestra, and in 1966 becoming resident on the Empress Wurlitzer. Unfortunately for Ernest, the Tower appointment was to be relatively short-lived, as he was forced to retire in 1977 due to ill health. In the meantime, though, Ernest made a number of recordings which clearly showed his somewhat different approach to playing than his predecessor. This is a track from his first LP of the Tower Wurlitzer, released in 1970. Ernest Broadbent playing the Tower Wurlitzer in 1970, You Always Hurt the One You Love, My Blue Heaven, and Memories of You. John Badler has been one of the current team at the Tower since 1987, and is highly regarded by many of its patrons. He also travels the UK playing for concerts, dances, and organ festivals, and indeed every Sunday night for dancing in his hometown of Wigan. From the Centenary Special CD celebrating 100 years of the Blackpool Tower Complex, this is Kenneth Alford's Colonel Bogey March.
Thank you.
that same centenary year of 1994, Simon Gledhill recorded a CD for the OS Digital label entitled Shall We Dance? The title, however, referred to the Jerome Kern composition of that name and not as an invitation to dance, and it introduced some of the more mellow and sensitive sounds of the Tower Wurlitzer. One of the 15 tracks, which were very definitely intended for listening, was this Billy Mayall 1932 novelty, Autumn Crocus. Back to Reginald Dixon, the Tower's first, and of course its most famous resident organist, for the final track today. My very first half-hour show for this station featured Sidney Torch's Bugle Call Rag as the opening number. Well, this is Reginald Dixon's version, recorded that same year of 1935 on the larger, newly installed Wurlitzer in the Tower Ballroom. Thank you. As always, I hope that you've enjoyed my brief excursion to Blackpool's Tower Ballroom and some of the artists who have played there through the years. Next week's show will feature a very different Wurlitzer sound and playing styles from the Alabama Theatre in Birmingham, Alabama. Until then, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.